The prohibition of earning money on Shabbos is raised by the Gemara on Daf Samach Dalid Amud Aleph in the context of a husband who has to pay a fine to his wife for not fulfilling his obligations as a husband. They apply to 6 days a week and not the seventh, because on the seventh it would be considered as if she received Schar Shabbos. Rashi explains that Schar Shabbos, making money on Shabbos, is prohibited because before long people will think that they could be involved in business on Shabbos or rent on Shabbos. The halachas of Schar Shabbos are definitely intricate, and we will discuss one fascinating halacha from Simin Shin Vav Si'iv Dalid and see that the poskim argue in a fascinating halacha lemaisa application of it, as well as fascinating conceptual question that actually emerges from the words of Tosos on Samach Dalid on the base. First, the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber writes, if someone hires a worker, so then in such a case, the worker who's there to be a guard, he doesn't do any malach on Shabbos. He stands there, and simply him standing there chases away negative influences. And if there's someone who seems to be a vandal, he'll just chase him away. He won't do any malacha. Nevertheless, there's a prohibition of Schar Shabbos. How does one get around Schar Shabbos? So if it's done behavla, a famous heter, if it is being absorbed into a broader sum of money, so then in such a case, the Shulchan Aruch says, then it might be mut, then it's mutter. The Shulchan Aruch writes, how you schir Shabbos, schir chodesh, schir shana, schir shavua, nosen lo schar Shabbos. If, however, he is being paid for a full week, if he's being paid for a full month, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that it's mutter. Now, the Chayei Adam deals with the following fascinating question. So the halacha is that if you have someone who's not doing malacha, and that's his job, an example that I remember many used to ask me in Camp Ask is an individual who works in a residential home, in an organization like Hask or Ohel, and he works there on Shabbos, and he works there other days of the week as well. He could be paid for his work of Shabbos. The chesed that he does as a job doesn't constitute Chil Shabbos, and the problem of Schar Shabbos is obviated by this Havla. But here's the question. What happens if the arrangement was made that he would work, out of a month, he would work 20 days? A couple of them were also Shabbosim, and he didn't show up for his Shabbos shift. Would the employer now be able to take off, deduct from that, that he didn't work on Shabbos? So the Chayei Adam says that he can't. And the Chayei Adam brings a raya. In other words, once you've made up that it's going to be a schir of 20 days, a schir chodesh, then you're not paying for the Shabbos. If you're not paying separately for the Shabbos, it's bahavla. So then in such a case, once that arrangement has been made, then the socher would not be able to be deducted for the Shabbos, because the moment in which you're deducting for the Shabbos, so then that shows that he's getting paid separately for Shabbos. And the Chayei Adam deduces that from our Tosas. Tosas in Dibra Maskel Mesri Kishar Shabbos asks, why is it that the husband does not pay the wife for Shabbos if at the end of the day he's paying for the other 6 days as well? So that should be the heter of Havla. V'im Tomar, Haschir Shabbos al yidei Havla mutter. Answers Tosas, three lines in. Says Tosis, this is not Havla. The Ein Mosifin L'Kol Shabbos Yachad Elamasha Ola Kol Yom V'Yom. Says Tosis, at the end of the day, each day he adds another trepkin, as the Gemara describes, a specific coin. So each day gets its own coin. So there are seven coins, but each one corresponds to one day. Argues the Chayei Adam, the same applies over here. The same would apply in regards to the case of the individual who the employer doesn't want to pay for Shabbos. In such a case, you're taking away one of those specific days. Each day gets a certain amount of money. However, the Chafetz Chaim disagrees. He strongly disagrees. And the Chafetz Chaim says that the Havla over here is different. The Havla over here is that he is being paid as a Schir Chodesh. Now, a Schir Chodesh could be paid for 19 days of work, could be paid for 20 days of work, could be paid for 21 days of work. But at the end of the day, this guy is still receiving his money as a Schir Chodesh. So therefore, you could deduct from the Shabbos, and yet the other Shabbos will still be part of Havla. That doesn't show that this is not Havla. The conceptual disagreement between the Chayei Adam and the Mishneh Berurah is as follows. According to the Mishneh Berurah, as long as the Shabbos that you did work is still muvla, it's still absorbed into those 19 days, you're paid for 19 days, one of them now was for a Shabbos, so then in such a case, it's still havla. If it was 20 days with two Shabbosim, that also would have been havla. And now it's one Shabbos with 19 days, that's also havla. However, according to the position of the Chayei Adam, the understanding of Havla is that the calculation does not include Shabbos. It includes the month. The month, let's say, for this individual was 20 working days. So then, in such a case, then you're paying for that entire month, and the payment for Shabbos, if you will, disappears. The moment in which you're explicating, and you're deciding, no, this payment for Shabbos he's not entitled to, that shows that you are calculating each one independently, and that would be problematic. What is the Chafetz Chaim going to do with our Tosos? So the Chafetz Chaim over there in Simen Shin Vav, Siv Dalid, says Tosos is not the same case. He disagrees with the Chayei Adam's Tzushtel, his connection to our Tosos. He says, what Tosos says is as follows. Tosas says that the husband who's a paying for each day for his merida, each day is an independent chiyuv, and the reason why it's independent chiyuv is because if the husband would no longer be a bad husband on Thursday, so then he wouldn't have to pay for Mored on Friday or for Shabbos. So each day is independent. In contrast to the contractual agreement of this employer, where he's working in the residential home for a month, then in such a case, that was an agreement for a month's payment, but at the same time, that month's payment could be 19 days, it could be 20 days, as long as it's not nikar, that the Shabbos that he's worked, he got a separate independent payment. But it's not the same case as the Tosas. Tosas said that it's not Havla when each day is Nikar, each day becomes a separate Chiyuv. And the reason why each day becomes a separate Chiyuv is because he only has to pay, the husband does, only for the day that he was Morid. So each day is an independent Chiyuv. In contrast to the calculation of a Schir Chodesh, then there's one sum that is being calculated. Shabbos is Muvla. And in a case of where you're lowering down the payment because he missed one Shabbos, the payment for the other Shabbosim are still muvla because it's one in one total sum. A fascinating debate, halacha lemaisa, an individual who has been using the heter, the justifiable heter, that is if mefurish and shulchan aruch, of havla and being paid, the arrangement being that he's being paid as a schir chodesh. What if he doesn't work one of those Shabbosim? Could the employer deduct the payment for that Shabbos? All comes out of the Gemara and the Tosis on Samach Daled in Ksubis.